You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. When winter comes, Bay Area cities open temporary shelters to keep unhoused residents warm and dry. But as winter comes to an end, those shelters close down. In Berkeley, Oakland, and San Francisco, about 500 homeless people will be back in the streets. Dorothy Day in Berkeley is one of these shelters. It's set to close for the year this Sunday. KALW's Liza Veal went to find out what that means for the people that have come to depend on it.
It's raining outside Dorothy Day, just west of downtown Berkeley. Nearly 100 people crowd under an overhang to keep dry until the shelter opens up for the evening. A man named Kermit Camel holds an umbrella for himself and his wife, Gloria. They're from the Midwest and have very Midwestern, kind things to say about the shelter.
The staff been pretty nice, but they can't do too much for us. They have to put us out during the day. So.
And they let me be with my wife all the time.
That's good.
We won't be separated.
Yeah, we won't be separated. You know, like, but we don't have privacy, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Gloria and Kermit have been staying at the shelter all winter, almost the entire time they've been homeless, since they lost their place 4 months ago.
I have a job as a personal care assistant, and he works as a grocery clerk.
She says it's hard with those wages to afford a spot in the East Bay, where rents have risen 40 to 50% since 2012. They've been looking.
But every time we try to find somewhere to stay, it's going pretty good, but the deposit is so high.
They don't have plans for this Sunday when the shelter closes down.
I don't know.
Probably we'll be out on the street, she says. The same is likely true for the other 90 guests that sleep here, most of whom were the same regulars all winter. Sean O'Connor also stayed at Dorothy Day most nights this winter. I met him nearby at a free breakfast kitchen where he volunteers.
Cleaning trays, mopping floors, cleaning counters. Yeah, I just kind of like something to fill my time.
He's worried about the shelter closing, although it sounds like mostly for everyone else's sake, rather than his own.
A lot of people are going to be on the streets and sleep in a doorway or, you know, in front of some business.
In cities across the country, thousands of people who spent the winter indoors will be turned out to the street right around the same time. David Stegman is the executive director of Dorothy Day. He says this particular shelter takes care of nearly a tenth of Berkeley's unhoused population.
Over here, you have 1,000 people on the street every night. So the emergency shelter, which just holds 90, is a stopgap measure to not only get people off the street, but in this facility, to be able to connect them with bettering their lives.
This year, Dorothy Day was different from an average winter shelter. Because the city owns the building, it's not used for anything else during the day. And that means they can bring in services for the guests during that time.
So this is a kind of a game changer in Dorothy Day's mind.
The Berkeley Free Clinic comes to the shelter to provide basic health care. They serve two meals a day. They've got storage. And most importantly, they bring in agencies that connect people to permanent housing. Just yesterday, three people got into housing after working with the service providers at Dorothy Day all winter. But the staff worry that when the shelter closes, a lot of the guests they've been working with will go back to square one, out of touch until next winter, if ever. The progress they made could be lost. Bob Whelan, who manages the shelter, has one particular man on his mind.
You know, they're working on getting housing, but he was with us last year. He got moved up on the list, and then he got lost, and now he's back.
Which raises the question, why can't Dorothy Day and other winter shelters stay open all year round?
We would give anything to be able to keep that place open longer, but we've got limited funding.
Jacqueline McCormick is senior advisor to Berkeley Mayor Aragin. She says the space costs about $20,000 a month, which breaks down to about $30 per person per night. The city is developing a new navigation center, like a shelter with more services. It's also building new permanent supportive housing. In fact, that's the plan for the Dorothy Day building, eventually to turn it into affordable housing.
So there's just too many needs out there.
McCormick says she's as frustrated as anyone with the city's powerlessness in the face of the homelessness crisis. Alameda County's homeless population grew by 39% from 2015 to 2017. Meanwhile, federal funding has shrunk 80% over the last 30 years. So localities are struggling to find new sources of revenue.
We're doing all we can to fill potholes, and we're doing the best we can with this, you know, with the little bit we had.
She worries the homelessness crisis will become intractable as long as cities are tasked with solving it on their own.
You know, you get to a point where it just, if you don't start tapping it right now, you're never going to be able to address it because it's just getting too big.
A few days later, the week before the shelter is set to close, the staff scrambles to let everyone in an hour early to get out of the rain. I ask manager Bob Whelan if there's any chance they won't have to close on April 15th. Last year, an anonymous private donor put up the money to keep it open an extra 2 months.
Any inkling of hope that they'll be able to keep this open, or is it
pretty much? I always have an inkling, but it's diminishing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check with me on the 11th.
Okay, I will.
Outside the door, Tonette, who works security, jokes around with the guests in line.
Come on, Faye. Come on. Come again. I bought some movies for y'all today. Okay.
She's excited about someone who she just helped get connected with housing.
That young man thanking me right there across the street. He graduating from that place, and he going to get a place.
Just for a minute. Nice.
Yes. So
I'm glad you made
it. I tried,
difference.
You know.
That's not even your job, though, is it? You're just security?
Or yeah.
You
no, I'm not your... just security.
I'm sorry about that. Okay.
Inside Dorothy Day, people start lying down on mats, charging their phones, getting coffee. Shelters aren't a solution, certainly not a better one than the kind of permanent housing they'll soon build in this space. But they make a world of difference. A man who introduced himself as Hector tells me what it'll mean to be back sleeping on the streets.
I mean, when you think about it, the more that you're out there, the more you have contact, negative contact with neighbors, with police. You know, you're homeless, you're living on the street, so wherever you decide to lay, you know, it's got to be somewhere where nobody's going to bother you, nobody's going to harass you, where you're not trespassing, where the cops don't feel like, well, you should be off the streets and in a shelter somewhere. And there's a whole list of other people. We're the fortunate ones who are inside.
Since he arrived at Dorothy Day, Hector's been working with city staff to get into housing. He says there are a lot of applications. You have to qualify for this in order to get that, and you can't get that until you qualified for this.
I've been looking for housing for over 7 years, and I've applied for every low-income housing, every Section 8 list, every waiting list, and there's just, I don't fit in the criteria.
Ultimately, it just comes down to the permanent housing spots are so scarce, the city has to prioritize people who are oldest and in the most dire need.
So I'm here. So when this closes, I'm like everybody else. We're looking, you know, and I'm already looking ahead, you know, for the next place, but everything right now is full. So
what are you thinking it's going to be?
Hurry up and wait. Back to the streets.
As I weave between people's mats on the floor on my way to leave the shelter, someone asks when my radio story will air. I tell him April 12th. It's too late, he says.
You should have ran it last month.
He's right. It's probably too late. But even last month, it would have been too late. For a lot of people who are homeless right now, the city and state and country are all too late. In Berkeley, I'm Liza Veal for Cross Currents.